Palmetto Mornings, we are your home for news, talk, sports, and fun. But this morning, I'm going to add beauty and brains to that description because I'm clearly outnumbered in the studio, but this is for a very good reason. We have the newly crowned 2025 South Carolina Strawberry Festival Queens in the building, and we're going to let them introduce themselves to our audience.
My name is Antonia Pop. I am the teen South Carolina Strawberry Queen.
Good morning. My name is Alyssa Alakwa, and I am the Miss Strawberry Queen.
Good morning. I am Kimberly Stillman, and I am the Ms. South Carolina Strawberry Queen.
You can see based on that introduction why these ladies were crowned.
Great.
Well, congratulations to all three of you.
Thank you.
The newest crop there in Fort Mill. Oh, my goodness. All right, Antonia, we're going to start with you. Just do tell our audience a little bit about yourself. And what we'll do that first, and then in the second round. This really is becoming
like
a pageant.
This is like the pageant itself. Yeah. Round one and two.
We'll let you all share your cause before crown. Mm-hmm. But Antonia, what do you want our audience to know about you?
Well, I am currently a junior in high school. So excited for college. I plan to attend the University of South Carolina Honors College and major in international business. Outside of academics, I am a junior coach for the Girls on the Run program, so I have seen firsthand the impact of my cause. I'm also an avid runner. I am always training for a new 10K or 5K, so excited.
Oh my goodness. All right, Alyssa?
Yeah, so I am 24 years old, born and raised in Fort Mill. A job actually brought me back to Charlotte. I work in the financial services industry where I help my clients reach their biggest financial goals. But outside of work, I enjoy playing trivia in downtown Fort Mill with some of my girlfriends. And I've got two sweet dogs, and I'm excited for this year.
And then Alyssa, if I'm not mistaken, you won the teen several years ago division, correct?
Yes, that okay. is correct. I was the 2017 teen, so 8 years ago, but I'm really thrilled to be back and to serve in this way.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, and Kimberly?
Yes, I'm Kimberly. I am the mother of four beautiful children, three teenage boys, and one six-year-old diva little daughter.
What?
who runs our whole house. I love being a mom, and I love serving in my community. My cause before crown is the Cinderella Project, which helps teenage girls foster their inner and outer beauty through getting prom dresses for them or pageant dresses, any type of formal dresses for them, and hair and makeup for free.
Oh, wow. What a great story. Great.
Yes.
So you're a mom of four?
Yes.
And three teenagers?
Yes.
And you're still standing?
I am.
Oh, my goodness. Tell us what the trick is, please. My goodness.
To not take it too seriously.
Oh, okay. Just roll with the punches?
Just roll with it. Oh. And bring out the iron fist when you have
to. There you go. All right. There it is.
Yep.
It's a happy balance, right, Kimberly?
Yes, 100%.
Oh, my goodness. Well, of course, this pageant is all about the cause before the crown. Kimberly just explained her cause. And then, Alyssa, what's yours?
Yeah, thank you. My cause before crown is Women Built Wealth, which is a platform dedicated to empowering women to become more confident investors, spenders, and savers. You know, according to a study by Bank of America, 52% of women don't feel confident managing their finances. And I'm working to change that statistic in the town of Fort Mill through educational conversations.
Well, learning the value of a dollar is so important. And yes. what a great way to reach a demographic that was news to us that might not be as connected, but this is why you compete, because this crown will open so many doors and start the conversation just like it's doing this morning. That's fantastic. Well, good luck in that.
Thank you.
Come back a year later and let us know what you've learned. And then Kimberly, come back a year later and let us know what you've learned and give us more details about being a parent, okay?
Oh, 100%. All
right. Okay, and then Antonia, what's your cause before crown?
My cause before crown is Girls on the Run. It is an empowerment organization for girls in the 3rd to 8th grade. And their curriculum encompasses running and physical activity, as well as life lessons, such as building confidence, learning how to solve conflicts, or approach decision making. And so throughout the season, they build upon these skills. They're able to give back to their community through a community impact project, and ultimately work up to that end of the season celebratory 5K. So the program gives so much more than just a running program. It's about empowering young girls to accomplish their dreams and find their inner strength, or as we call it, their inner star power within them.
Well, Ashley and myself, we have daughters, and they have been through the Girls on the Run program, and amen to everything you said. That is, it's a remarkable program. Mm-hmm. Running gets them out there, but the lessons they learn during that time mm-hmm. will stay with them a lifetime.
They can also have fun with it while exercising as well, because sometimes, you know, that's a little taboo, like exercising, running a 5K, you know, but that they can learn to do that and do it.
Right? Now, I was going to say, based on that, Kimberly, are you not a runner? Because if you say no, then I think Antonia is going to make you run a 5K.
She might. See, I was a sprinter. I did the sprint of it. So different type of runner.
Yeah.
Yes. That is not the distance.
Good point.
And Antonia, I'm sure we'll see you out at the Strawberry Sprint and Stroll.
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
Can't wait.
I'm so excited.
Now, if you can run that in your crown and sash, then you really get a gold star for sure. Oh my goodness. Well, Ashley, you were out there at the pageant.
I was.
Kind of, what was your takeaway and why these three beautiful and very smart young ladies got the crown?
No doubt that you three are the ones who need to be sitting here. I mean, it was so impressive. Everyone was so impressive. And I came back and I told Lucas, you know, their causes are all great. But I think what is so great about the pageant itself, you know, a lot of times pageants sometimes get a bad rap. But what a great way for you to get out there and share with others about your causes. Those are three causes that people might not know about. And the bravery and the boldness mm-hmm. that all of you have to have. I mean, it's hard to be a teenager in this world and to really expose yourself like that. And, you know, kudos to you. I mean, some of those, and I'm older than you. I'm way older than you, but some of those women were even older than me. And I would be like under my, I mean, I was like, the bravery that you had to go out there and do that is it really says a lot and speaks a lot. And, you know, that y'all want to rally around the town. Mm-hmm. I just think it's great and it's so commendable. And kudos to all of you. It was a fun night. It was great.
To Ashley's point, what encouraged each of you to compete in this? Because this is more than just showing up on the night and looking great on stage and answering questions. Like, there's a lot of build up to getting the crown, but what encouraged each of you to do this, Antonia?
It was really about that inner growth, you know? You get interview experience, confidence, and ability to work on stage and talk in front of an audience, and I believe it is so important to work on those skills. And even further than that, it's about sharing the cause, something that I know would have impacted me as a young girl. So it's just about spreading awareness about that as well.
Yeah, I echo everything she just said. When I first competed at 17 years old, it was actually my neighbor who encouraged me to compete. I'm sure we all know her, Dana Batwell, had such an impact on my life, and it was such a formative experience to compete as a teen. I learned all of the skills that she just mentioned, you know, interviews became easier, public speaking became easier, and making friends in college was a breeze because I had great friendships that I formed throughout that year. And so I wanted to come back with, you know, a little bit more experience to form these relationships with Kimberly and Antonia and really get more connected with the Fort Mill community after coming home from college.
That's great. And then Kimberly?
For me, I love how it gives you the opportunity to focus on you, your own physical growth, your spiritual growth, your mental growth. Because being a mother, it's easy to focus on everything around them. And this just gave me the opportunity to focus on me. And it actually strengthened my relationship with my children because they say, look at mommy, she can do it. I'm so proud of her. And it's just been the best experience for all of us.
That is well said. Coming from the parent lane for sure, right?
Right.
You get so lost in your identity a little bit because it's in so many different buckets. And this is one where you can pour back into yourself.
Right.
And what a great observation. Then you can pour back into everyone else.
Right.
And not feel so drained at the end of the day.
And it'll help you in the long run because they won't be with you forever because that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
You know,
that's the goal.
Off the payroll.
Right. So you'll know how to do that, but then you'll have something to pour yourself back into.
Yeah. 100%.
And that's the relationships you're going to build.
And they're a part of it, which I love. Mm-hmm. And they love being involved.
Absolutely.
And then Alyssa and Antonia, what we constantly hear from so many business leaders, the new folks graduating from college or entering the workforce, they have zero soft skills. They do not know how to make conversation. They do not know how to ask for a day off. They don't know how to navigate relationships in the workplace. you all are learning this now, and you had to do it on stage in front of the whole town of Fort Mill. So it's just really remarkable. And to your point, Alyssa, when you go through stuff like that, it makes the next chapter in your life, as you're a great example, easier. If you go into a room you don't know anyone, then you can strike up a conversation. I don't know what you were like before this, but maybe beforehand you would just kind of be more quiet, more reserved, kind of surveying the room. Instead, you can walk in and say, hey, I'm Alyssa. Where are you from? What do you do? I mean, it just builds that confidence that you need for sure. Well, you're going to see these three wonderful ladies, not only at the South Carolina Strawberry Festival, but throughout the whole year in Fort Mill. And that's what I think is also great about this experience. Like, you really become ambassadors for the town. You don't just wear these crowns for one weekend out of the year. You're everywhere in events, ribbon cuttings, parades. You really are helping to open the front door to a lot of visitors in Fort Mill. And we wish you the best of luck. And we can't wait to see you, how you grow over the next year and use your cause to get it out there and open some more doors. So Antonia, Alyssa, and Kimberly, again, they're your new South Carolina Strawberry Festival queens. And we're going to see you around town. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.